Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is September the 21st. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. A little trouble logging on again this morning. I'm not sure, you know. I'm not that computer savvy, so, hey, it's probably me. Anyway, wow, what a weekend in the movies. What a weekend at the Emmys. First of all, Emmy. Did you see the Emmy Awards? 3 hours long. Interesting surprise there. Miss Viola Davis won for Best Actress in a Drama Series. And let me tell you, I did not realize she is the first African-American woman to ever win an Emmy for the Drama Series there. I was just totally blown away when I got that fact, and I thought, this is 2015. Of all the African-American actresses, of all the Latino actresses, I said, maybe, you know, African-Americans, Latinos, we need to do more of our own projects. Cannot rely on anyone else to make it happen for us. And I am glad that it happened, you know, regardless. First of all, I'm glad they even have a category for women. So that's a good step. And then to have an African-American actress win, you know, everybody's evolving. People are just being judged now for their talent and their skill. And that, my dear, is a beautiful thing because Viola Davis is by far one of the greatest actresses there are out there in television, film, stage, whatever you want to put her. She is absolutely fantastic, like a Redgrave or a Judi Dench. So congratulations to all the winners, and especially Viola Davis, you know, making a path for women of color to come along. All right? So moving on from there, if you didn't catch the Emmys this weekend, which was yesterday, then did you catch? Remember, Emmys are for television, Tonys are for stage, and then the Oscars, of course, are for film. All right. So if you didn't catch an Emmy this weekend, did you catch a movie? As they say, if you caught one of these top 10 movies, you are in the loop. Number one, first week out, Maze Runner. Wow. If you saw Maze Runner this weekend, amazingly, the Maze Runner raked in. It was actually called the Maze Runner, the Scorch Trial. Raked in a little over $30 million. Remember, all these are just an estimation. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. And if I'm right, hey. Number two, Black Mass, first week out, Johnny Depp's new movie. That one made over $23 million. Not bad at all for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday intake right here in the good old U.S. of A. Number three was the movie, The Thriller, The Visit. You know, when the kids go to see Grandmama and Grandmama, because Grandmama and Grandpapa are a little loony toony there, wackadoodle. Anyway, had a lot of friends who saw the movie, and they said it was very entertaining. So very good. So that one raked over $11 million there. Number four, The Perfect Guy. It's number one last week. So enjoy your stay at the top, baby, because everybody slides down. But anyway, number four, ain't no chopped liver. The Perfect Guy, starring Sanaa Lathan. That was made just about an estimated $10 million. Number five, Everest, 2015. That one of the stars of that, of course, is Josh Brolin. And that one made almost $8 million there. And, you know, when you go all the way to Mount Everest, you know, I say more power to anybody who wants to climb the highest mountain in the world. Go for it. Me, I don't even want to walk down the street, let alone get out there and climb the highest mountain in the world. But, you know, to each his own, if you want to get out there and climb Mount Everest, or you just want to walk down the street in Los Angeles, more power to you. Honey, give me the sunshine, okay, no snow, and a little moped so I can just scoot on down on the little wheelie electrified scooters. Now we talking adventure for me. But more power to you. So Everest did very good there, number five. Number six, War Room. Okay, last week I said this movie was predominantly African-American. I've been corrected. It is not predominantly African American. It just has a lot of really good actors and actresses in it. Anyway, War Room made almost $6.5 million. It's a little movie that just hangs around, and it just keeps getting better and better and better reviews. So a lot of people I know like that movie. Number 8, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, starring who else? Tom Cruise. Oh, that one made just about $2.5 million there. Number 9, Straight Outta Compton. Okay, that one made just about $2 million. More power to everybody involved in that movie. Tells, of course, the life of NWA when they were, you know, coming up and how they changed the rap game, and they really, really did, and they made everybody in the world pay attention to what was going on in an inner city life, what was going on in a life that may not be politically correct, what was going on just in, you know, Compton and how life was for some people, and they kept it real. There was no fakeness there, so Straight Outta Compton, and it's excellent. All right, and number 10, Grandma, 2015. That one stars Lily Tomlin. Haven't seen her in a while. And that one made a little bit over $1.5 million. Not bad at all for Miss Lily Tomlin. I love her. Got a Lily Tomlin story. This is our In the Moment segment. I was down at Hollywood Boulevard coming out of Stella Adler, going to the parking lot, Stella Adler Theater. And this was last year. And I see a lady across the street, and I recognized it was Lily Tomlin, and I hollered, Lily! And she turned around. I got all scared to say anything. Then when she kept going a little bit, I hollered, Lily! And she just turned and waved and said, thank you, and just kept going. Yeah, I was going to go over and get an autograph, but, you know, I got all cool for a second. I was too cool to ask for an autograph, but really, I did want one. You know, if I see her again, I'm going over there. Okay, she won't remember that crazy lady screaming across the street on Hollywood Boulevard. Hey, I was there. True story. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Lord have mercy. What is going on in the real world? Allegedly. Could this be true? Football man himself, Tom Brady, and his beautiful wife, Giselle, I don't know the name. Giselle? A couples therapy? No. I say that's a rumor. I don't believe that at all. Another rumor? Could it be true? You know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, the rumor again, she's pregnant? Seriously? You know, Beyonce's going to have a TV show that's going to come on Saturday. You notice anytime there's a concert or a TV show with Beyonce or Jay-Z, all these rumors come up that she's pregnant, they have some problems. Just to get everybody to watch. I would watch Beyonce without all the gossip, okay? Just tell me what time she's going to be on and I will be on. And on a sad note, very sad, our condolences go out to Jackie Collins, famous novelist. She was 77 years strong, and she passed away due to allegedly cancer. Remember, Jackie Collins is the famous sister of the famous actress Joan Collins, and they were both just absolutely great. And remember, Jackie Collins wrote the novel years ago called Hollywood Wives, and it was just a fabulous book, fun read. But that's a sad note there. All right, people, check us out at www.coffeechatter.net. We have our Socket to Me Drive. We have drop-off locations all over Los Angeles, including Paramount Studios. So if you are at Paramount Studios and you have a brand-new pair of socks, one pair of donated socks would be great. Just drop them off there. And, you know, if you don't understand how it works, just check out our website, coffeechatter.net, and you'll see it all right there. Peace and love and happiness. Be safe. Be kind. And spread some love in this world. It's much needed. All right. Until next Monday morning, I'll talk to you then. 7:15. Bye-bye.